day in July, sitting on the porch watching the light change in the sky. My daughter's chasing fireflies across the yard. My son's beside me, neither of us talking hard, just breathing, just sitting, just letting the day finish what it started. Find its own way down behind the trees. And I think about my dad, who never said like this, who never had the time he said, but I think he had the time. He just never thought to stop and call it his. There's a photograph inside my father at my age, unsmiling at the camera, turning some invisible page in some invisible book that told him rest was laziness. That sitting on a porch was just a kind of haziness. Between the work that mattered, I don't have one photo of him. Just sitting, just breathing, just being on a whim, present with his children in the cooling evening air he was providing. I know that I know he thought that's care, and it was. But there's another kind that doesn't leave your children with a photo of a mind. Always somewhere else, always earning, always gone. I keep that photograph to remind me what I'm not passing on. Daddy never found this, never found the style, never found the porch before he let the bottom drop. Out of everything, I think about him every day. I think he'd like this evening, think he'd like to stay right here with me if he could, watching the sky turn pink to purple while the fireflies go by. She's climbing up the steps now, jar still in her hand, crawls into my lap like I'm a promised land. Head against my chest, I feel her breathing slow. This is what I almost traded, this is what I know. Now finally too late for Danny, but not for me. Not for my son who's watching, learning how to be still, how to stay, how to let the evening win. This is where the outside stops and the inside begins. Her breath against my shirt, the jar's warmth in her palm, fireflies still blinking like a slow and patient song. My son leans into me now too, we're a pile of limbs in heat, and the day is almost done and the night is almost sweet. Enough to taste, enough to hold, enough to keep for the years I've got remaining when I'm trying to fall asleep. And the dark is pressing in and I need somewhere to go. I'll come back to this Thursday, I'll remember what I know. Someday I won't be here and they'll sit on their own porch, wondering what I'd say if I could somehow pass the torch one more time, reach back through whatever wall separates the living from the gone. And if I could call, I'd say this: they took a lot in 1913-71. They rigged the yardstick, rigged the game, but they haven't won. As long as you can stop, as long as you can choose your Thursday evening, they can't take what you refuse to trade your daughter's weight, your son's quiet lean. The slowest currency, the realest thing I've seen. She's asleep now, he's close behind. Two kids on a porch with a father who designed nothing grand, nothing outside the walls they build. Just this, just here, just refusing the guilt of stopping when the world says go. This is all I learned, this is all I know. The squeeze can't reach a man who's already still sitting with his kids on a Thursday in July, watching the sky. Stars now where the pink used to be. Her breath is weight, the dark, the tree, where the fireflies have gone quiet for the night. I should carry them to bed, I will, but not quite. Yet one more minute in the world we made, a man, his children, the choices that he made to be. This is what it feels like, the other side of your last night. I wish you'd found it. I'm holding it for both of us now.